proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. When we look at Old Testament references to the Holy Spirit, they could depict the Holy Spirit of God as an active agent in the creation and or sustaining of life. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit of God, according to Old Testament authors, sometimes descended upon different Old Testament characters, endowing them with divine power for service when he did so. The first mention of the Holy Spirit was in the initial chapter of Genesis. It associated him with the work of creation. After noting how God created the heavens and the earth, the author of Genesis remarked that, quote, "The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters," unquote. Rahath, the Hebrew verb rendered as moved, also appeared in Deuteronomy chapter 32, in connection with an eagle fluttering over her brood. This usage suggested that the role played by the Holy Spirit during the process of creation involved the nurturing of life. A man named Eliyahu made a similar statement when, in Job chapter 33, he declared that, quote, "The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life," unquote. Sometimes the phrase, "the Spirit of God," depicted that agency through whom God would gift some individual to perform a specialized task. For example, in the book of Exodus, chapter 31, a man named Bezaleel received, quote, "wisdom and understanding and knowledge in all manner of workmanship," unquote. Divine wisdom constituted another gift which the Spirit of God bestowed upon men. Joseph received such an endowment when, according to Genesis chapter 41, he interpreted the Pharaoh's dreams. No wonder that pagan monarch asked his advisors, quote, "Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" unquote. In a number of cases, the Holy Spirit empowered men, enabling them to utter prophecies. Balaam, a soothsayer hired by the king of Moab to curse the Jewish nation, instead blessed the Jews when the Spirit of God came upon him. King Saul, the first king of Israel, likewise prophesied when the Spirit of God fell upon him, as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 10. The Spirit of God could also empower individuals to deliver specific messages. The Spirit raised up Azariah, the son of Oded, according to 2 Chronicles 15. Azariah encouraged King Asa and his people to remain faithful unto God. 2 Chronicles chapter 24 recorded an incident in which the Holy Spirit came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, prompting him to warn his contemporaries against the consequences of transgressing God's commandments. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit enabled various Jewish heroes to overthrow the enemies of Israel. Men such as Othniel, Gideon, Jephthah, Samson. Each of these men served as judges of Israel. God bestowed upon them a divine endowment of power that resulted in military victories for their people over their enemies. The Spirit of God likewise moved King Saul to react against the Ammonites, an incident recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 11. The Old Testament also received a close connection between the Holy Spirit of God and the person and work of the prophesied Jewish Messiah. The Old Testament scriptures taught that Messiah would be endued and empowered and enabled by the Holy Spirit dwelling within him to do the work of God. We'll further delve into this relationship in our very next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.